Now, your child's book?
The child's book is called The $1 Horse by Lawrence St. John. Now, this author is one of my favourite children's writers, and she seems to be producing books at quite a rate now, which is good. She's written a series in Africa, starting with The White Giraffe, which is about a girl living on a game park in Africa. And there's another series called Laura Marlin Mysteries, which is about a girl living in Cornwall who wants to be a detective. And the author is now looking at writing for adults as well. She's got a book coming out next month called The Obituary Writer. But this book, The $1 Horse, it's the first in her new series about a girl and her love of horse riding. So the main character is a girl called Casey Blue, and she lives with her dad in a tower block in East London. And she loves horses. And fortunately for her, there is a riding school not far from her home, so she's able to participate, and she volunteers helping look after the horses in return for lessons and the opportunity to ride them. And of course she wants her own horse, but her dad hasn't got a job, and they don't really live in the appropriate place. But one day, a rather strange chance encounter with a runaway horse in the streets of London leads to Casey becoming the owner of this horse, a starving, half-wild horse. Now, with the help of her friends at the riding school, she nurses this horse back to health. And as she does so, she can't help but continue to dream that perhaps, maybe, one day, she will, after all, be able to realise her ambition of winning the world's greatest three-day event, the Badminton Horse Trials. So it's a great story. There are snippets of fascinating facts, so you learn about looking after horses and perfecting riding technique. And the characters are all likable and believable. But it's a real feel-good story of realising your goals and overcoming obstacles. And there's a second book out now as well. It's out in hardback. So I haven't read it yet. It's called Race the Wind. But I will follow up and read that one as well, because it is a series I think that anybody who starts will get hooked on.
Really. I would have loved those as a young girl, I can tell you.
Yes, I did like horsey books.
Yeah, me as well. I never rode a horse, but it was just nice to sort of one of those dreams to follow, wasn't
it? That's right.
Well. So yeah. That's fantastic.